made me furious because all he wanted to do was say that all lives matter. I'm not a black supremacist. I don't think that we're over white people. I love white people to death.
Exactly.
But y'all are not going to keep doing this to us. Y'all can't keep doing this to us.
Those are the words of Alex Davis. The Buffalo man stood outside of the Empty Pockets bar on Hurdle Avenue Wednesday afternoon, saddened and angry over the two racially charged incidents which have shined an ugly light on race relations in Western New York. At about the same time, it was announced the bar was shutting down temporarily as the Erie County Department of Health investigates complaints the bar isn't following the state's COVID-19 regulations. Empty Pockets released a statement saying it does not condone acts of racism in its bar, is saddened the bar is now associated with the incidents which occurred outside of the establishment, and will comply with all county health and safety regulations. At a Wednesday COVID-19 update, County Executive Mark Polenkars says this isn't the first time the Hurdle Avenue bar has been looked at by the Department of Health.
Empty Pockets itself was previously cited by the Department of Health on June 30th for failure to have the employees as well as patrons wear masks during this COVID-19 environment. As such, the recommendation was for closure until such time as the ownership could prepare a remediation plan to address what were obviously issues back on June 30th.
Beyond the incidents in front of the bar, Polenkars says this is a very divisive time in the country, especially with an election around the corner, but the community needs to band together to denounce the racism and bigotry which continues to sprout up in Erie County. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown also weighed in on the topic of race relations and says it is now time to turn action into policy.
We need to find ways to go beyond protest and get to policy. We understand that there is systemic racism, and we've called that out in this community. We need to continue to call that out. But it's not just about policing, and it's not just about protesting.
Brown made it clear that the marchers down Hurdle were not organized by Buffalo's black community. He says now is the time to think about how we, as a community, can help matters related to racial equity instead of hurting them. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.